Good morning, Shadow Hills. It's Bob Furring. We're back with another podcast. The recent podcasts have been dominated by Kim and what the new rules are here during the pandemic. But I thought it would be nice to change the pace a little bit today and look outside our community, look at what's going on with the city of Indio and what their plans for the future are. And my guest today is Brooke Berry, who is the communications director for the city. Brooke, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Bob. Thanks so much for having me.
So before we get into the city, I'd like to know a little bit about your background for our audience. What did you do before you got involved with the city?
Some people might recognize my name as being a newscaster locally for the last 16 or so years. I moved to the Coachella Valley in 2003 and started with what was then the brand new CBS Local 2. And over the years, pretty much stayed out here working for KESQ with a brief foray into my hometown in San Diego as a newscaster there. But I met my husband here. He works in law enforcement, and we bought our first home together in Indio, just up the street from Sun City Shadow Hills. So I'm very familiar with the area. We made our home here, and just recently, my parents actually moved to Sun City Palm Desert, where my dad plays for the softball team there. And the first time he played, he got up to bat, and the announcer said his name and called him Brooke, and then said, hey, are you related to that girl, Brooke Berry? And he was very proud. He said it's the first time in his life that someone asked if he was related to me instead of the other way around.
That's awesome. That's really good. So when did you start with this city?
I started just under a year ago to sort of diversify what I was doing. I'd been in broadcasting for a long time and was looking to sort of stretch my wings a little bit. And this job came up. Someone alerted me to it, and I thought that this would be a great way to learn new skills and also sort of invest in the community where we live. So Here we go. I started in the beginning of November of 2019, and there is no better way to begin a new career than by jumping headfirst during a pandemic. So I thought that would be a great way to do it. But it's been very challenging, but very interesting at the same time.
So in short, what is your job description?
I thought it was going to be a lot easier than it would be, truthfully. Not that it's hard to sell Indio because we have so much going on, but because the job is a very large one. You know, when you're working in journalism, you think that the PIO just sits there all day and writes press releases and answers calls from the media. But my job is about 5 to 10% public information officer at about 90 to 95% working on communicating and marketing the vision of the city to people, not only in the city, but outside of the city. So I work on all kinds of different projects, as diverse as, coming up with new signage for the I-10 Jumbotron that's right there off of between Jefferson and Washington and the freeway. I'm sure everyone who lives in Sun City passes it pretty often. So I'm in charge of what goes out on the Jumbotron that's related to the city. To coming up with new billboards, to writing and producing the monthly newsletter, Indio Live, for the city. I work on putting together all of the spreads that you see about Indio in Palm Springs Life magazine. I do field those calls from the media. I make sure our website is organized and up to date. And all kinds of projects. Right now I'm working on National Hispanic Heritage Month and outreaching with different schools in Indio to try and display and promote the artwork that they are doing. Name anything, and you will find that this position touches it in just at least a minimal way.
Mm-hmm. And so I had P.J. Gagahina on about a year ago. And the residents here are interested in what's going on in the city, certainly, but we're especially interested in what's going on in the North End, specifically between Jefferson and Jackson. So is everything still on track There, you know, there were hotels and restaurants and a movie theater that were planned. Has the virus changed any of those plans?
I would say that for the most part, Indio is continuing to see just a huge number of permits coming through. So people who are still interested and going forward with the projects that they've been working on. I'm sure if those folks north of the freeway have noticed one of the biggest projects, number one, that the Hampton Inn that just opened in the middle of the pandemic, that's just off of Jackson Street.
Mm-hmm.
You might not realize that the owner-operator of that inn lives here locally, also actually operates another hotel in Palm Desert. So you might think, oh, it's a chain, but they're really a family-run business that happens to operate two different hotels here. And so that was particularly challenging for them when their opening date was supposed to be around this time. And imagine, you know, all of the folks who would have been staying there during the festival. So to open and to commit and to say, hey, we still think that there's going to be enough business in North Indio to open right now, that says a whole lot. Plus, the other big project that is literally just weeks away from opening is the Vallarta Market. Now, that was not a chain that I was familiar with, but I've done a lot of research on it since they've committed to being in Indio, and it's pretty amazing. This is going to be the only one in the Inland Empire, and they're doing something at this market that they have not done at any of their other locations, and that is a total in-store experience that includes what they're calling a tap room. So full-service bar with restaurant and huge outdoor patio seating. So that's going to come in really handy right now as we're looking for those outdoor dining options and things start cooling off. Also, a pizza oven, a sushi bar, a juice bar. So think really high-end sort of Hispanic a supermarket chain. And so that's going to be opening pretty soon, plus all of those other restaurants that people might have been seeing. The Chipotle is going to be opening pretty soon off of Jackson, and the developer who's working on that project, they're pretty much developing that whole pad. So in the next couple of months, you'll start to see what those other names are that are going to be opening in that location.
Yeah, and so this new high-end Mexican restaurant is going to be on Jackson Street, right?
Yes, it's actually a whole supermarket, and they're taking over where the Marshall's location used to be on the west side of Jackson near Showcase Parkway, and they are also taking over the space that was next to the Marshall's, and they combine those two spaces. It's about 37,000 square feet, so inside it also has a high-end dulceria, so big like Mexican candy section, but again, sort of runs the spectrum because they're having a sports bar. They're having a meat market inside and a juice bar, sushi bar. So really kind of everything you can think of. And to me, because I've not been in one, because they've never done this before, it reminds me a little bit if, say, you go into the Whole Foods that's in Palm Desert and they have that adjacent little space where you can sit down and get a burger. Imagine that, but times five in terms of size and huge outdoor space, too.
Hmm. That's great. And I know a deal is not a deal until all the contracts are signed, but there's a lot of pads available over here where the Walmart is located. And so without describing names, what kinds of businesses are you focused on trying to attract to that area?
I think that there are a lot of businesses that we're trying to attract. We just had a retail survey that was completed from a company called Retail Coach, and they really drilled down for us exactly who is living in Indio, median income, size of household, education, and income levels, and that is, I think, helping attract people to the area that might not think that Indio is a good fit for them, but then they see the demographics. You know, a lot of people, Bob, maybe you know too, don't realize that Indio is the largest by far city in the Coachella Valley, nearly 100,000 people. So that's almost double the size of the next largest city. So it really is quite diverse. And when people see the numbers and they can, you know, really see that, for example, the average age in Indio is 37, they realize all of the different opportunities that there are to invest.
Yeah, and this may be dated, but I had heard that there are more new homes under construction in Indio than the rest of the Coachella Valley put together. Is that still the case?
I don't know if it's the rest of the Coachella Valley put together, but yes, I have heard the same thing, that more home building permits are in Indio than any other city in the Coachella Valley. And I believe the latest figure we have is about 2,700 currently in the process.
Yeah, that's
so that's quite a few.
Okay. So let's move back down to Highway 111 and the surrounding area. One of the big projects is the Grand Marketplace. What's going on there?
I wish that I could give you the full scoop on it, because I've heard it and it's pretty cool. But we're going to let the Hagen Corporation make their own news when that's time. But needless to say that there is a significant revitalization plan underway for the Indio Grand Marketplace, and we can't wait to tell everyone about it.
Okay. And I see that along Highway 111, that all the areas that used to be just open space now are fenced. Does that mean that things are going to happen there?
Well, that was one way to avoid people leaving things there that shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when people didn't want things, they would leave them there. Those are just sort of vacant land where we couldn't count on the property owners necessarily to pick up after themselves.
I see.
So those locations became fenced in an effort to keep everything a little bit more neat and tidy.
Okay. And so what else is going on that you can tell us about?
Well, we are working on a new banner program for downtown. As you might realize, the year of 1930 is Indio's birthday year, so we are 90 years old in the year 2020. We were planning on having a big celebration in May during that time, but obviously that was right in the heart of the pandemic, so we weren't able to gather. And we just unfortunately had to announce that the traditional Tamale Festival for December had been canceled until 2021, but we're still hoping to put together a big sort of celebration in some way, whether that is a drive-through celebration or maybe it's a series of kind of like micro events that are happening at the same time. But that is something that we're still hoping to do before the end of the year. And when that happens, you'll start to see more 90th anniversary imagery up and about town. So that will include some hopefully banners for downtown. Also downtown, if you've driven through that area, like along Miles Avenue, you might have noticed over the last couple of months that 20 new solar belly systems went in. Bob, do you know what those are?
No.
Okay. So there are recycling and waste containers, which doesn't really sound that exciting, but these are really high tech. They are monitored via computer. They're powered by the sun. They have a touchless, they have foot pedals that you can use to open and shut. But what's even neater is that they are bringing sort of a placemaking element to downtown, because there's designs, there's kind of a wrap on all of them, and they were specially designed to reflect the community. So there's even one up at the new East Indio Hills trailhead, where people had been talking about the need for a place to recycle their water bottles. Those are photos of a desert landscaping, and it's really neat because it very much melds into the environment. If you look at it from the right angle, it almost looks as if there's nothing there, because the sun and the sky and the sand all kind of blend right into the environment. And the ones that you see downtown are very colorful. They reflect the culture of Indio and also some of our local agriculture. So they're kind of neat. And when you drive around, you can say, oh, you know, I really like that one, or that one looks even neater. And just they add some, you know, bright color to downtown.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm just thinking of other projects that I had heard of. The College of the Desert is going to open up a campus here, correct?
Yes, they're expanding. So right before the pandemic hit, they, you know, kind of signed the deal, and that's underway. There was a big demolition of what's called the White Steel property that is adjacent to where the current College of the Desert campus is. And so there are plans to expand in that area. That's city-owned land, city-owned property. That will probably become some sort of parking structure eventually to help with the campus efforts, but that is still very much underway. Right before the pandemic, the city signed an ENA that's an exclusive negotiating agreement with a developer called PSDG Group. And the goal was to take a look at the downtown area and see what kind of potential there was for a large-scale development there. So they're looking at potentially putting in hotels, parks, event space, and restaurants. And they're still going full steam ahead with that. So if that works out and if the results of their ENA come back positively for Indio, we could start to see things happening sooner rather than later.
And Loma Linda is building a facility out here too, right? Loma Linda Hospital?
Loma Linda Children's Clinic is downtown right now. It is absolutely gorgeous. It's right next to City Hall. It's really a bright spot when you look out. They have a little area called the Jewel Box, which is sort of the lobby of the area with some amazing art from a local artist, these colorful butterflies. And across the street is some green space. So it's really beautiful. Even if you don't have a child that needs care or a grandchild that needs care, it's really great to know that it's there and that it's just so beautiful and that they've made the investment in downtown Indio, mm-hmm. which, you know, is the only real downtown, traditional downtown area with kind of a main street in the whole Coachella Valley.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's great. I mean, it's exciting. Is there anything else that I didn't think to ask you about that is exciting for the future?
I mean, there are a couple of things. One of the things I haven't actually even sent it out yet, I'm in the process of writing the press release for it right now, so it would go out first to the audience that's listening right now, but right now the city is soliciting input on a potential big sports park that would be off of Jackson Street between Avenue 44 and Market. And this is 39 acres of developable land that the city currently owns that we are trying to get input on what does the public want to see there. So you almost don't even want to say examples of what could go there because they really want to hear from the public. But the goal, I think, is to make it a facility that draws people to the city from all over, so for the residents, but also becomes this desirable place to go for people. It could perhaps draw in amateur sports crowds. You know, we could hold tournaments there. But, you know, maybe it is even something like an amphitheater for community events, new pickleball courts, maybe splash pads to take kids or grandkids to. We want to know what the public would like to see there and what would be of the biggest benefit to our residents. So we're going to be holding a series of five meetings, some in person and some virtual, through the months of September and October. And we're going to be submitting that and hopefully getting grant money to actually make that sports park a reality.
Mm-hmm. It's exciting. And I came from Los Angeles where virtually all the land is already built out. And it's neat to come to an area where there's still a lot of open space where they can create new things that, they can ask the public what they want and they can build a suit, so to speak.
Yeah, the key here is really getting the public involved so that they feel like they're part of the process and that they are part of the process and they get what they want. Mm-hmm. You know, we might think that, people really want more pickleball courts, but maybe they already have a place to play pickleball. And what they really want is badminton courts. I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing things out there. But you don't know unless you ask.
Right,
and
right.
then when you get asked, you need to respond. So we're going to have all that information on indio.org about how you can not only attend an event, but comment and weigh in. And as always, we encourage people to share it with their friends and their family to really magnify the efforts.
Yeah,
and, Bob, I don't know if you want to go here or not, but I would, because I don't know how long this is going to live for or whatever, but I would say like a big thing that we are really, really working on is census participation.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Talk about it.
Okay. So something else that's really important, speaking of just getting people involved, is the participation in the census. And the folks at Sun City Shadow Hills have really been exemplary to that effect. When you look at the census tract maps, the highest participation rate in the city right now is from Sun City Shadow Hills. But you know what? It's not
100%. Good for us.
So we can still improve on that. And what's more is now that you have filled out the census, the goal is to encourage others to do it as well, because so much federal funding, state funding, is all assigned to the people who respond to the census. So the more we can make our voices heard, the more that we can be counted, the more funding will come back to do these sorts of things that we're talking about, to improve the roads, to improve the sports parks, to include quality of life for people who live here year-round, because Indio does have the highest year-round population of any of the cities in the valley. And we want to make this a place where it's fun and exciting and healthy to live all year round.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for bringing us up to date on what's going on in the city. This pandemic will end, and there'll be a lot going on and a lot we have to look forward to. What's the best way for people to stay in touch and find out what's going on in the city?
If they haven't signed up for Indio Live already, I would highly recommend that you do that. I drop all kinds of news in there. Sometimes it goes out before any other thing comes out. So go to indio.org. You scroll kind of halfway down the page. There's a big yellow banner that says sign up for Indio Live. This newsletter only goes out to people who sign up for it. It's not used for anything else, so you don't get a bunch of other emails from other third parties. Literally, I'm the one who pushes the button. So you can even respond directly back, too. And I would say that what I'm always trying to do is reach out. And if you've got story ideas, if you have information on interesting people and places and activities, to submit them back to the newsletter, because we're always looking for those ways. It's very interesting to hear about all of these connections. You know, I didn't even realize right now there's a professional basketball coach that's sort of on the center stage. He was from Indio. I wouldn't have known that if somebody hadn't told me. So you learn stuff. We learn stuff all the time. So sign up for Indio Live. That's a really good way. We're also on all of the different social media channels. And I personally am updating our website almost every day. So I try and put everything on that front page, too, in under news headlines. So check back in there every often and shoot me an email, bberry@indio.org. And I try and get back to people in a pretty timely manner.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking to us. I'd like to make this an annual event, if it's okay. Things
you
are
bet.
Going on all the time, and it's nice to keep our residents on top of it. So thank you very much. And for the listening audience, thanks for your attention. Until next time, bye-bye.